with VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. And here are the latest developments in the coronavirus crisis. The pandemic has killed more than 805,000 people, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University Sunday. More than 23 million cases have been registered in 196 countries and territories. The United States has recorded the most deaths with over 176,000, followed by Brazil with over 114,000, Mexico with more than 60,000, India with more than 56,000, and then Britain with more than 41,000 fatalities. India's confirmed cases crosses the 3 million mark with nearly 70,000 new infections as the disease continues to surge in the world's second most populous nation. After largely bringing its outbreak under control, South Korea returns to tightening curbs to try and contain a new growing cluster of cases. The chief of Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned that the situation is very grave and serious, and that they're potentially on the brink of a nationwide pandemic. Nightclubs and beaches have now been closed. There are tight restrictions on large religious services, and face masks will be mandatory in Seoul's public areas. Rohingya in Myanmar's conflict-wracked Rakhine State expressed fears of an outbreak reaching their overcrowded camps, where nearly 130,000 live, after a spate of infections sent the capital into lockdown. And police in Peru say at least 13 people suffocated to death in a crush during a raid on a nightclub in the capital Lima, where a party of around 120 people was being held despite a ban on such gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic.